Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The American passengers from the cruise ship that remains quarantined in Japan are back in the United States. They arrived on two flights, the first landing at California's Travis Air Force Base and the other arriving a short time ago at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that some have tested positive for the coronavirus.
More than 300 Americans aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship were bused from the port of Yokohama to Tokyo's Haneda Airport. None of the evacuees showed symptoms of the virus, but U.S. officials said that after being evacuated from the ship, 14 passengers who were tested earlier were found to be infected. They also boarded the flights, but were separated from the rest of the passengers. More than 40 American passengers who were infected remain in Japan for treatment. The evacuees will face an additional two-week quarantine at Air Force bases in California and Texas. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
China's government moving to limit the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak. Beijing today announcing several moves to support the economy, including an interest rate cut. Meanwhile, the cost of the coronavirus to the international arts and entertainment industries may run into the billions. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the outbreak in China has so far shut down events ranging from classical music tours to Hollywood movies.
The giant art Basel in Hong Kong has been canceled, distressing hundreds of galleries hoping for part of the art fair's millions of dollars in revenue. And mainland China is the second largest movie market in the world. Authorities there have closed more than 70,000 cinemas across the country and postponed the openings of many films, a blow to worldwide box office. Promoters are also canceling tours in China, from Washington, D.C.'s National Symphony Orchestra to the rock group The Pixies. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Talks between the Taliban and the U.S. have succeeded in an agreement to reduce violence for 7 days, designed to see if the militant group is serious about making peace. Terry Schultz reports a pause is expected to start this week.
The U.S. government and the Taliban agreed on the week-long truce, and then at a security conference in Munich over the weekend, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and got him on board the deal. Ghani spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says citizens are in favor too, and the trial truce should start soon.
The vast majority of Afghans, they don't want to see the country going back into a Talibanized chaos.
If the reduction in violence holds, the next stage is hoped to be a comprehensive peace agreement between the Taliban and the Afghan government. The militant group has rejected direct talks with the government until now. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the U.S. Afghanistan envoy Zalmay Khalilzad in Islamabad today for a two-day conference on the future of Afghan refugees living in Pakistan. This is NPR News. In Jackson, Mississippi, people are using canoes, kayaks, and small fishing boats to check on their flooded homes and to help neighbors. A state of emergency remains in effect because of the flooding Pearl River following torrential rains. More rain is expected this week, but the National Weather Service says it expects the river to crest today. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is defending his handling of one of baseball's biggest ever cheating scandals. Manfred spoke in Florida about the Houston Astros' illegal sign-stealing scheme during their 2017 World Series championship season. From Tampa, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Commissioner Rob Manfred held his annual spring training press conference amid rising anger among fans and opposing players about how he dealt with the Astros scandal. In 2017 and 18, Houston illegally used technology to steal signs from opposing catchers. Manfred didn't strip Houston of its World Series title or punish any active Houston players. He gave them immunity so they'd tell the truth, he said, adding they still were hurt.
They will live with questions about what went on in 2017 and 2018 for the rest of their lives.
Manfred said retaliation won't be tolerated in response to reports that opposing pitchers might try to throw at and hit Houston batters this season. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Tampa.
NASCAR season opening Daytona 500 is set to resume today. The race had to be postponed yesterday because of rain. The delay is only the second in more than 60 years, and it's the first time since 2012 that the race will finish on a Monday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.